Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Welcome, boys and girls, moms and dads, granny, poppy, aunts and uncles, and nana, and people who just care. This must be Sunday because we are here right in the comfort of your home, and we just talked about dreams. And we have the biggest dreamer that all of you know, and maybe if you don't know, by the end of this show, you're going to have an understanding about this. And the biggest blanket of all is the military. They make us comfortable and they keep us safe. And we're going to be talking about that because we have two exciting people that I think that you'll want to hear because they wrote a book and also illustrated it. And their name is Kathleen Edick and also Paula Johnson. And they wrote this book called We Serve Too. And I want to welcome both of them to our show today. Because, boys and girls, it's so special, regardless of whether you're on the West Coast or you're on the East Coast or you're in the South or you're anywhere in the United States or the world, actually. We have to have someone that keeps us safe. And I want to say a big welcome to our favorite guests.
Well, thank you, Aunt Jewel. We're excited to be with you.
Hi, Aunt Jewel. This is Paula Johnson. Nice to be here.
Hi, Paula. I want to thank, and Kathy Lane, I want to thank you so much for sharing this with us because kids all over the world need to know that there is someone there that's protecting us. And to be able to share with us how other kids feel, because these are the mommies, and they have mommies and daddies that are making us safe.
That's right, and we were really excited to be able to bring some of that comfort to kids and to let them understand that there are people that are working every day to keep them safe.
And that was their dream. One day, they, boys and girls, were just like you. They wanted to be a soldier. And they joined the forces to be able to protect all of us, all of the families. So, boys and girls, do you wonder what happens if your father or your mother or your aunt or your uncle or your brother or your sister decided to serve our country? What does that mean? And sometimes they go off and they leave their family. And that's deployment. And that's what we're going to be talking about, how that is. But, boys and girls, we need to know what kinds of things do we do. Because I think, Kathleen and also Paula, don't you have to be organized? Don't you have to know what you're going to do, especially in the military?
Well, that's right, Aunt Jewel. My son is a sergeant in the Army. And there are many rules that he has to follow, and he has to make sure that his men follow rules, too, so that they can be safe while they're protecting us.
That is exactly...
Yes. I come, this is Paula again, and I come from a long line of civilians. And I'm not that organized, so I can't be in the Army. No, but we try because it helps us live our lives when we're organized and we listen to people who are in charge of us, who care about us, and to keep us safe. It helps us all, and we're so grateful to them when they do that for us.
Right. It's always wonderful to be able to have somebody that's there for you, just like your parents are. They're always there for you.
That's right. That's right.
And I wonder, what do you do if you're not that organized? Sometimes you might need to have a list. And certainly when you're going to bed, there's so many things that you need to do.
That's right. Lists are really good helps, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely it is. So let's see if we could first, before we even get the list, I think we need to bring them in because it's really difficult to bring kids in, especially during the summer.
Well, that's true. They want to play outside.
You're so right. Come on! Come on in! We have a big surprise for you! Oh, Paula Johnson, they don't want to get off the seesaw.
They don't want to get off the seesaw.
No. What do you do?
What do you do? Do you have a song for that?
Yeah.
No.
Well, sometimes we just have to keep telling them to come on in because we have something that we think that they should do and share, and they will be happy that they came in. And when they come in, guess what we have to let them do?
What?
We have to have them get ready, get their PJs.
That's right.
You know, that's kind of hard.
Well, it is hard, but they'll be glad they came in, I think, because we have lots to share.
Definitely. And we have to make sure that they brush their teeth and they get all their toys together and they get their favorite toothbrush and their favorite drink. Oh, my goodness. So much.
So much.
Before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now.
Check that off your list.
I said.
That was a long list, and it's so good that we had someone that was organized.
Yes, that was a great list.
It makes it a lot easier, and it takes all of the questions, because I don't know if, boys and girls, if you know that we have both people that are here today, Miss Johnson and Miss Edick, and they are mommies, and they know how it feels to get the kids in bed, right?
That's right. It's not always easy.
It's a wonderful time, though.
It is.
Oh, it is, and especially when you're a grandma, too.
That's right.
We're both grandmas, so we know that.
That's
too.
Why you could say that.
That's right.
Getting that list, and it's so important. That's why when the military comes, they have a long list of things that they have to do. And so this is in line of some of the things that we're going to be talking to them about today. Because one of you wrote a book, right? And one of you drew the pictures. And one of you had an idea. But you sat down and you decided who was going to do what.
That's right, Aunt Jewel. We had to sit down and we had a story in our mind. And then we talked about it, what was the best way to do it, and we did write a list, many lists of things that we needed to do to make the story come out well, and what kind of illustrations, pictures that we would want to draw to make the story lots more fun for kids to read.
And how did you come up with this storyline first? Did it just pop into your head, or what? You're going to the grocery store?
Well, one day I was driving past an elementary school. And this elementary school had a climbing toy where you could, you know, climb up on the ropes. And my son had just left for basic training, and my two little grandkids were missing him. And I thought, oh, they do that in basic training. They climb those ropes just like that. So I wrote just a little idea down, and Paula got hold of that, and she wrote the story. And rhymed it, and she's really good at that. So she rhymed it, and kids love rhymes. So we got to how the story came about.
So, Miss Johnson, how were you feeling when Miss Edick came to you and said, I have an idea?
Well, I was thrilled at her drawings, and it just inspired me. I don't know if you've ever been inspired when you saw a picture, but it one idea makes another idea come. And I am a farm wife, and I was spending lots of hours out in the field on the tractor, so I have lots of time to ponder and think and rhyme and write, and I would stop at the end of the field and write down a little verse. And then I'd hop back on the tractor and do a couple more rounds and write a little bit more. And that's how it came about. Sometimes it comes fast, sometimes it comes slow, but it always takes some work. So even if you're frustrated at first, you have to keep going. But we got it from beginning to end. We got a story that we both liked. And then we helped each other. She helped me with a part that she didn't think was quite right, could be better. I helped her with some drawings that I thought, I think she needs a little more smile or a little more sad, and we worked it together, and we work really well together, and sometimes a team makes things even better than two people alone.
You worked so well together, boys and girls. They decided to write a song called We Are Team, right?
That's right, and it actually is in the first book that we wrote, the deployment book. It's in the back. There's a little piece there, and we decided to put it to music. Would you like to hear it?
I know I would. I'm sure
okay,
the boys and girls out there, they would love to hear it too.
Okay, well, let me put the music on, and we'll sing it for you, along with some other kids.
I am a child of an American soldier, and my family is
country, God, and family. I will always strive to do my duty, learn my lessons, do my chores of my family and neighbors, pray for American military, celebrate American victory. I am a child and American soldier, and my family is the team. And together we serve the people of the United States of America. Whether together or apart, we're a team. A soldier's child is honest and brave. I will honestly cry when I am sad, but bravely stand behind my dad, and we stand proud beneath the flag and watch our glory wave. I am a child of an American soldier, and my family is a team. And together we serve the people of the United States of America. Whether together or apart, we're a team. I am a child of an American soldier, and my family is a team. And together we serve the people of the United States of America. Whether together or apart, together or apart, together or apart, we're a team. We're a team.
Yay! Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're
for the boys
welcome.
And girls. They know what a team is. They're beginning to understand the whole principle of being a team.
That's right. And in the military, everybody has to work as a team. It's very important.
Oh, yes, it is. Because it's like having a buddy, a friend.
That's right. You know, in the military, you have to have a buddy, a battle buddy who is always with you so that you're never by yourself. And that's always good for all of us. You know, our friends are our battle buddies in life, too, and they help us as we go through and have to face different things, right?
Oh, you're so right. And it makes you feel so comfortable when you know that you have a buddy or somebody's there to make sure that things go right. And if you can't do something, they will help you.
That's right. Paul and I know all about that because we've had lots of times when we've had to help each other get books ready and learn all kinds of things we didn't know before.
Oh, I bet. I bet. And what you don't know, they can teach you. And what they don't know, you can teach them. So it's an exchange, and it makes you feel really very comfortable.
That's true.
And
so,
we sometimes spur each other on when we lose courage. Sometimes we think we're not getting anywhere where we need to go. And when I'm low, Kathleen cheers me up. And when Kathleen is low, I cheer her up. That's part of what battle buddies do for one another.
Oh, that, yes, that you're quite right, too. And that's why the boys and girls love making friends.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Friends are very, very important.
And they are also responsible.
That's true. Yes, it's good to have friends that you know you can count on. That
right.
No matter what happens, they're going to be there by your side.
Right, and that's how you know that they're responsible. Now, one of the things that you were talking about that you are stressing in all of your books that you've written is we serve too. So would you explain that to the boys and girls? What does that mean? Do kids serve? What happens?
You know, kids do serve. And there's many things that they have to give up so that their parent can go and protect us and protect other children in other places in the world. And so one of the things they have to give up sometimes is having their mom or dad always there at home. When my son was deployed, he went to a country called Iraq, and he had to go for a whole year. So his children, Devin and Landon, had to wait here at home where it was safe and sound. And they wrote him letters, and we mailed packages and those kinds of things. But that's one of the ways that they serve is, you know, putting together a package and drawing pictures for Daddy and letting them know that they still love him, and even though he's far away, they think of him all the time. And that's part of why we wrote the deployment book, was to help kids to understand that they are serving too. They are waiting for a parent, and that's an honorable thing to be doing.
And is it always going to be a daddy?
It isn't always going to be a daddy. Some mothers serve too, though most are daddies. But there are mothers, and like you said, brothers, aunts, uncles, sisters. There's many that serve, and many children who are parting with a parent or a loved one as they serve. And me, being a civilian, when we thought of the name We Serve Too, it's because I wanted to honor those children also and let them know that we recognize their sacrifice. And we honor them for serving our country by sharing their dads with us or their moms. But as a civilian who isn't one in the military, I really wanted to honor them, too, for all that they do for us.
And can you tell them a little bit of what a civilian means?
Well, a civilian is a non-military citizen of the United States. And in my family, like Miss Kathleen has a lot of military people in her family, her grandfather, her father, and her uncles, and many people in the military. In my family, I come from a long line of farmers, and many of the wars, they had exceptions for people who were farming, that they would stay home and produce the food to keep the war effort going. And so my family often was staying home and farming and keeping all of the supplies toward people. So we don't have a lot. I did have an uncle and a brother-in-law in the military, but it's not a common part of our family culture. So that's what a civilian is someone who is a citizen of the United States but not serving in the military.
And I think that some of the boys and girls also are not sure what deployment means. Because that's kind of a big word for
deployment.
Most of the boys
is a big
and girls.
Word. And when you deploy, you go as a team far away. Miss Kathleen, would you like to explain deployment better, being a military person and all?
I'd be happy to. Deployment is a big word, and it means that someone is going far away for quite some time and fighting for our country in one way or another. There's many, many different jobs that people do. Not all soldiers are fighting. Some are cooking, because fighting men have to have their meals. Some are doing all kinds of other jobs. There's doctors and nurses and other people, too, that can deploy to a place where there's some kind of trouble that we need to help with. And we help many other people in the world to keep them safe, as well as defending or keeping safe our own nation. So when someone deploys, they're going to be gone for quite a while, and their children and family is going to miss them. So, yes, they're sent by orders that they can't say no to. When you sign up for the military, you have to do your duty, and that's what we were singing about in our song about it. We're a team. We said that I will always strive to do my duty, learn my lessons, do my chores. Those are things that children are serving and doing at home. And their parents have orders, too. And they're told where they must be and what they're to do and how they're to do it. And they have to follow those orders very carefully.
It's just like boys and girls, when your mommy and daddy tells you you have to get into the bathtub, you don't have a choice. You have to go. But, you know, while you're going, maybe you should enjoy it with some bubbles, right?
That's right. That's great.
And we're going to have a book that's going to be read soon, too.
Are you going to read the deployment book?
Well, you know, I think maybe we'll do another song and telling kids what is a military kid. Just a quick song. And then after that, you can decide which book that you would like to share with them so they can kind of understand what does it mean to be a kid and to have a mommy or daddy be deployed.
Okay, that sounds great. So...
That's what happens, and that's what Albert Mendoza was telling us, that he misses his mommy night and day because they're going away. And that's kind of what your books are about.
That's right, Aunt Jewel. That is what our books are about. Would you like us to read the deployment book?
Oh, I would. I know. I think that the deployment book would probably be a good place to start, since you've already mentioned the big word.
Oh, that's right. Now, do you have that deployment book, or do you want me to read that deployment book?
You could read it.
Okay. Okay. It starts out this way. It's called We Serve to a Child's Deployment Book by Kathleen Edick and Paula Johnson.
That's you.
My daddy joins. Yeah, that's us. Our name's right on the book. My daddy joined the Army. He's away from me and Mommy, and I don't like it, not one bit. Sometimes I even pitch a fit, and sometimes I regret it. And I have to tell you that the boys and girls in this picture, the little girl is sitting in her timeout chair for having that fit. That's why, and regret it means I'm sorry. Daddy's unit was deployed. His work is far away. And though we are not overjoyed, a soldier must obey. The Army said we couldn't go, and Dad said, stay right here and wait for me till I get back in just about a year. Sometimes when Dad is far away, he's in a danger zone, and that is why he wants us here, safe and sound at home. Still, I wonder what he does all day when he's so very far away. I think of him when I get up. I think of him at play, digging holes. And in this picture, I've drawn a soldier digging holes because a lot of times they have to do that to set the tents and such, and children digging holes in their sandbox. I bet all of you like to do that. The next page says, on the fly. And the picture shows a helicopter with soldiers coming down on ropes. And right next to it, our little girl swinging on a tire swing. So they're both on the fly. Next one is truckin', tankin'. And we have real tanks and trucks. And then we have a picture of the little girl actually tying a crayon on top of the shell of a turtle to make it look like a tank, and they're playing in their sandbox with their trucks and tanks. And Private Eye. And in that picture, the soldier is looking through his binoculars at all kinds of things that he might see outside the fence that he might need to be aware of, and the children are pretending they have binoculars on with their fingers around their eyes. On the run, left, right, march, I'm a statue, stiff as starch. Well, I'll have to explain that one a little bit to you, because stiff as starch is something we don't say too much anymore, but starch is something that you put in clothes to make them really stiff. And if you've ever seen soldiers in a line, they're very straight and tall, and they salute their hand. And now, when it's time to eat, I wonder, does he get a treat? Does he say, may I and please? Does he have to eat his peas? So there, I rest my head each afternoon and wish that Dad would get home soon. He said deployment would be rough, but we'll be fine. Our family's tough. Most other dads come home at night, but mine's too far away. He's fighting hard in freedom's fight. He loves our USA. My soldier dad is far away. Our sacrifice is true. America the beautiful, we're doing it for you. It's nighttime now. I feel so sad. At bedtime, I most miss my dad. I say my prayers before I sleep and ask that God will hold and keep him safe from harm and make him strong and give him faith to fight the wrong. And Daddy says he does the same. He prays for us tonight that we'll be safe and brave and strong and always do what's right. My mama needs a hug tonight. She'd like one from my dad. I'll give her one for both of us so she won't be so sad. And now I snuggle down to sleep. Oh, Mama, tuck me tight. Snug me up like Daddy's hug. We'll all sleep tight tonight. Good night.
That was very special. I thought that was so special because it giving the kids an idea what is going on and how children feel when their parents leave them.
Well, that's right. And I think that, you know, it helps for children who don't have someone in the military to know that those sacrifices, whether they're children in the military or children not in the military, that those sacrifices are being made for us by many, many children across the country every day. And like the last part of our story where she's going to hug her mama, you know, children are very good comforters. So they're able to help, and that's another one of the things that they can do to help their family out.
Right, and I think that I'm so glad that both Ms. Kathleen and both Ms. Paula are sharing this with us, because we are seeing a side that sometimes we may not see a lot. And to be able to understand that, so that if you know that someone's in the military, you know what is happening with their family. And they don't have their mommy and daddy, which you mention in the book, coming every night. Not going away for a day or even a week.
Ms. Paula wrote a really neat, very short little piece of a rhyme that talks about sacrifice. I'm going to let her tell you about it.
Hello, Aunt Jewel again.
Thank you.
When we were writing that book, here's one of the frustrations about publishing a book is sometimes everything you love can't be in the book. And there's part of that book that we left out that I'd like to share with you right now because it does talk about sacrifice. It goes like this. We've heard it said, we've heard it sung, that freedom isn't free, that there's a price, sacrifice, the cost of liberty. A sacrifice is giving up the thing you love the best and thinking about others first and of yourself the last. So we wanted to explain to children a little bit the great honor of giving up something you love. And these kids give up time with their dads or moms, but it's part of the price of freedom, and we honor them for that. And we thank them for thinking of others first.
That, I think, is so understanding, because they know how their mommy and daddy feels for them when they even go away to school or just even go into another room. They're there always. And
right.
Just knowing that is exactly what you're talking about.
That's right. Knowing that even though they're separated, they're still a family.
Right. And a lot of times the things that comforting for them is that they know that their mommy and daddy is going to come back. And that is difficult for a lot of the children in the military because they may be waiting for a letter because they haven't heard from their mom or dad for a long time, or they might be waiting by the door because they know that they're soon going to come home, marking down the calendars. And that's why it's so great to be able to have you boys and girls to share and to even write letters to help the boys and girls.
That's right. Letters and pictures are always encouraging to anyone. And, you know, Aunt Jewel, there's even places that that parents could get on the Internet and find out where soldiers need cards sent to them or packages sent to them. And kids can help in drawing pictures and just letting our soldiers know that even if they don't have anyone that they know over there, those people are our people. They belong to our nation, and they're protecting us, and we can encourage them still with cards and letters and small things that we can send over.
Right. They even have, like, a website that was militarykids.org, and you could write. And I know that they would love getting a card from someone. And it doesn't matter whether you know them or not, because you know how surprised you feel when your mommy or daddy or your aunt or your uncle comes to you and gives you a personal written letter.
That's right. And, you know, I think it's a little bit lonely, too, for the soldier to be away from home.
Yeah,
they miss their family. And even though they're very busy doing their work, there's still times when, you know, they can't go home right now, and they know that they're going to have to wait.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I would like to share with the boys and girls and Nana and Poppy and Aunt and Uncle a song that was sung called American Soldier, so you can kind of feel how they may feel. And this is written by Toby Keith.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty. We'll be right back.
That is why mommies and daddies do this. It's bigger than just themselves. It's a very unselfish responsibility to even do.
It is. I really love that song. You know, we've had our family's gone through three long deployments that my son has been away, and so Devin and Landon, who are the stars of our books, have waited a long time at times when he's gone to other countries like Iraq or Afghanistan, and there is something special that we feel very proud of. Our men and women in uniform who do this and who choose to do it, even though they know that there's going to be long times away from home.
No, I love that song too, because it just shows you how important and how serious a decision a person makes, and to be able to do something for somebody else is the best gift that you could possibly ever give.
That's right. We, you know, when we're making a sacrifice, it's just like Paula was saying, a sacrifice is giving up the things you love the best, knowing that there's something bigger and more important than just what we want.
Mm-hmm. And when you see you boys and girls, and you see that sweet laughter and just not making any decisions about whether you come with an old dirty house robe or a dirty T-shirt, that you still love your mommy, daddy, or aunt and uncle just the same. And that's exactly what the soldiers are doing. They don't care regardless of where you come from and whether you're giving them a lot of money or what's happening. They still believe in helping you.
Hey, Aunt Jill, how come you know so much about the military?
Well, can you believe I was a military, what they may call a brat, even though I don't know why they give you that terminology, because you're anything than spoiled. You definitely are not spoiled when you're a military family. But the most important word about that is family, because you're going from place to place to place, making new friends all the time.
Mm-hmm. Jewel, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
Well, when you're saying you go from place to place to place, are you sad when you leave those places?
Well, I think it puts you into a different situation, because you depend a lot on your family. And when you're living on a base, just like what we lived in for practically all up until I was in high school, everyone else is coming from a different place too. So you make friends very quickly, and you're sharing, and it's not like your family has been there for 30 years or whatever. You've just been there maybe just a month ago, or it might even be a year. So you learn how to depend on each other.
Do you feel like you grew closer to your family because your friends changed often?
Right. Your family, as my mom and dad told me, you can't get rid of your brother or sister. So,
I like that.
So yeah. Right. So you have to know they're going to be there when you wake up. So,
that's right.
And no matter where you go, they're still going to borrow your clothes or break your toys. So.
That's how we learn to come along.
Yes. So they become your best friend. So, but the reason why we all do this is because what my mom and dad always said is that I'm their sunshine, and I know, boys and girls, that's what your mom and dad says to you. And I know for sure, Miss Kathleen and Miss Paula, you say the same thing to your grandkids, that they're your sunshine too.
That's right.
And I have someone just who sung that, Elizabeth Mitchell. Would you like to hear that song?
Yes. Oh, I'd like to.
And yes, and this is why we do it.
Do you?
Sunshine.
Well, they are.
That's for sure.
So sweet sunshine.
That was one of my daughter's favorite songs when she was little.
Oh, wow. How do we even know?
I don't know how you knew that.
And that's why hearing We Serve Too is so important, because even as parents or grandparents, we still feel that same connection.
That's true. You know, we never stop loving them that way. That's right.
Right. So is there any other book or poem that you'd like to share with them before they even start to fall off to sleep?
Oh, well, we would like to share another book. We have a book about moving, since we were talking about moving so many different places. Should we read the moving book?
I think that's a great book, because you know why?
Why?
Because it is summer, and some of the boys and girls are getting out of school, and they may be moving around this time. So this would be just the right time.
That's perfect. Okay. Would you like to? Nope. Okay, well, this book is called Little Daisy's Worst Best Day. And in the front, we have put To Little Nomads Everywhere, Stay Brave. Now, a little nomad is someone who would move around all the time. Okay. So I'll begin the story. This is a true story, by the way.
Oh, okay.
This is one of Paula's true stories about this little dog. Mm. We're at Grandma and Grandpa's house today. Mommy's home packing. We're moving away. This is the worst day I've ever had. I don't want to move. It's making me sad. Daddy's new job is now far, far away, so we will be leaving, though we both want to stay. I have so many friends here. Brother does, too. And we really can't stand leaving Grandpa and you. And the grandma says, oh, honey, come here now and sit by my side. We'll be sad together. She sniffled and cried. Then Daisy, good dog, came and nuzzled my neck. Oh, she has a story to tell you, I bet. She'll let me tell it, for I know it by heart. There once was a cute little puppy, so smart, who was one of nine pups in a cute house of blue with a white picket fence where she ran and she grew. In a house full of kids whom she did adore, she loved eating spaghetti they dropped on the floor. Such a great life was too good to believe until people would visit and then puppies would leave. But Daisy felt safe in the cute house of blue with a white picket fence where she ran and she grew. She ran in fast circles in the little backyard. She ate lots of spaghetti and always stood guard. But then came a day and the kids were all crying. Two people came in and there was no denying. They came with a leash and they put on her collar and they led her outside in the rain and the squalor. Now the two people have come. The picture that I drew, they're holding the leash, getting ready to put it on the dog because now the dog has to go to a new home. And taking her out in the rain and the squalor means there was lots of lightning and puddles and things like that. It wasn't very pleasant. Then into the back of a pickup they put her. Where were they taking that sweet ball of gold fur? Miles and miles down a long country road to a big country farmhouse. Her new abode? That's another word for abode, is another word for home. Oh, this was the worst day she ever had. They took her from people she loved. She was sad. Her tail wouldn't wag and her eyes wouldn't shine. She had not wanted to move, though they said she'd be fine. She wouldn't eat. She couldn't play. She moped. She whined. She tried running away. She missed her family, her home, and her litter. That was her worst day. She was feeling quite bitter. Day after day, Daisy rejected the love her new family gave and expected. Then one day, the lady was making some dinner, and Daisy was hungry and getting much thinner. She got up and peeked round the door by the oven. Said the lady, sweet Daisy, come here, get some lovin'. So, you like spaghetti? Well, just for tonight, you can eat all you want. See, you'll be all right. Yum, that spaghetti was surely delicious, and she actually ate it from one of their dishes. But she still missed the kids and the cute house of blue with the white picket fence where she ran and she grew. Spaghetti is nice, but that very worst day still hurt in her heart in the very worst way. Then one day the farmer said, hop up here, girl. And somehow without thinking, it made her tail curl, and immediately into the pickup she hopped. She found a new love. Now she could not be stopped. The wind in her ears and the smells in her nose, she was off to the fields where everything grows. She learned to hunt varmints like mice, gophers, voles. She had a high time digging down in their holes. The ditch held a treasure of creatures unknown, like tadpoles and crawdads, a wildlife zone. She'd swim in the pond and play with those things, and the crawdads would clip on her ears like earrings. Things were starting to gel with this new life she had. Maybe that worst day just wasn't so bad. Up and down cornrows, Daisy would run. No fences to stop her. Now this was quite fun. She always was ready to go for a ride. Sometimes she'd hear, good girl, and it would fill her with pride. At night, when their work and fun came to an end, she'd come in with the family just like one of them. And really, she was. She was now their good pet.
and they were her people. She was no longer upset. She'd lie on her rug near the firelight's hue, and she'd dream of her family in her cute house of blue with the white picket fence where she ran and she grew. Now her memories were happy, for she loved her new life of spaghetti and pickups and ditches and mice. No longer is that sad day named Daisy's worst day, for bad things can be good things in a strange sort of way. Today, if you'd asked her about it, she'd say, "It turned out to be my very worst, best day." Now, we can be sad and wait for the glad. If we look for the good, it is there to be had. So move on with patience and give yourself grace till your new house is your home and not just a place. It surely will happen, for new friends will appear. Now promise to tell me about them, my dear. You'll remember and miss us, and we'll miss you too, but we won't grow apart. There are things we can do to keep our connections and share our new lives until every vacation time finally arrives. So we'll think of dear Daisy, we'll trust and we'll pray that today's goodbye worst day is just our own worst best day. And that's the end.
Great, that is so nice. And I know some of the boys and girls didn't even get a chance to hear the ending because they fall off to sleep when we get near the show. But it lets boys and girls know there's always hope, even though you may think that it's gloom at first. But sunshine always comes through. And that's why the military fights for us all the time, because they know that it is worth it. So they will do everything and they will sacrifice just for me and you.
That's right. Do you have time, Aunt Jewel, for us to sing our short prayer for Daddy?
Yes, we do. I think we should do that.
Okay. All right. Well, Paula and I will sing that one right now for you.
A prayer for Dad.
I pray my Daddy will be strong, that time away will not be long. I pray, dear Lord, be close to him on every mission, go with him while we at home stay strong and
much, Miss Kathleen Eddick and Paula Johnson, for sharing this. Boys and girls, we're looking into another family's life, and I want you to share with them. So every time you see someone in the military, write a card or send a photograph or just say thank you for being there, because they love you. Think some
thank
of them
you
are kidding. Well,
thank
you for joining
thank
us too.
Thank you for letting us share our stories with you.
Oh, yes, yes. They're always so welcoming. Unfortunately, sometimes they fall asleep on you.
Okay, well, that's all right. That's what we want. It's bedtime.
Right, and you made it so much easier for the moms and dads so that their little one can be able to fall fast asleep. And they're so innocent when they fall asleep. All of their questions have been answered. Yes. Yes. So thank you again. And this is Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, Aunt Jewel, and we will see you next Sunday. But we want to leave you with Just Like a Star, because you know, Miss Kathleen and Miss Paula, all of the children are just like a star to us.
Oh, us too. We love children.
Just
and we
like
get
a star.
So thankful we could be.
Oh, thank you for coming. The
Your
best time for parents.
Is in my life.
Mm-hmm.
like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find a way.
And we want to thank the soldiers so much for making us safe every day, taking the sacrifice for their family.
We want to welcome
too. It's not a secret anymore, 'cause we've been through that before.
And we want to leave you with this special song, too, as we go off, that it's something that always happens at the end with the military, to let you know that the day is done. Thank you for being here for another day, another hour. And I know that a lot of you are fast asleep, and some of you on the other end of the coast are still not quite in that twilight hour. U.S. Air Force Academy. Paula Johnson, we serve too. final good night.
Thank you.